Siman Tzadi Aleph, Siv Beis. Ramos is as follows. The Mechaber had said, if you recall, from the Balaiter, that you have to be careful putting something down. If it requires Hadacha, you may forget to do Hadacha. If you always do Hadacha, there's no problem, you're not going to forget. That's the famous Balaiter. The Ra'ah said it only applies to Kalim, and the Rashbos that applies to Macholim as well, as we saw. Says Ramah, V'davka dovo sheyesh bo lachluchis k'tzas. Avol dovo yovesh mamish. Im lo bola haklirak b'tzone. Muto laniach bo dovo yovesh. Below hadocha. Klal. What's this all about? Where does it come from? What does it say? So what I asked you to see in the sources, the Shach is the Rosh HaMedavrim over here. Shach can take a while to read, but we'll go slowly. Everyone has the Shach? Sivkot and Gimel? We'll read together. Divri HaRav means the Ramot Tzrich and Beer. What's he talking about? He got Dvarah B'Torah's Chadas U'Vadarkei Moshe Tzorach. He needs three Ramos. The Ramot in Ago, the Ramot in Darkei Moshe, and the Ramot in Torah's Chadas. All of them which are accessible to you. I have the Torah's Chadas here. You can sure get your hands on it. And the Darkei Moshe is found in the bottom of the Torah. Many of you have in the green Shulchan Aruch. You have the Torah as well. Start from the beginning. Sheva Torah's Chadas, Klal Yuzayin, Din Beis, Hevi Loshon, Aruch HaSchaim. Okay. What does he say? He's giving the parentheses. The Kalim Shel Goy, Shehutchu yofe mutoliten bo tavlin o botzal o shardvorm charifim. Sheinamotzi davakosha yavish biyavish. Put something dry on a clear of a goy is okay. Then he quotes over here. The Turiya Redeya Tzadi Aleph quotes the Balaiter. The Chomili the boy hadocha. Hashem b'sar tzonein b'korah shal yisur tzonein. Also lechatchil adil ma'ocha b'lo hadocha. Daka b'osa mevushu. L'avrocha b'yavis we know. Uchi b'hadocha. It's okay. End of the tour. Mashma. The tavlin mechayotze behem, dein darkon lahadiach. Also, the tour implies that you may not put in the kliyavis. Wait a minute. But earlier we said, if it's kelim shel goy shutchu yofa, you can put in things. It's a stira. That's the kasha which is this. It's from this kasha, all kinds of binyonim are being built, and as we shall see at the end, the Shach thinks the whole thing is built on quicksand. Oh, kasha doesn't begin. The cases aren't the same. We'll see that as we go. But what's the binyon that the Ramah builds upon this question? Achesh lachalik. The kli so shebishtam shebo bechamin os leshtamash bo ha'eter tzonin. Okay, so depends if it was used originally for Arafa Kold. And so too, quoted by the Tur and Simon Tofton Aleph. And the Yoredeya Simon Samach Tess. Fine. That's answer number one. Depends how it was originally used. Hot or cold? If hot, you may not use it now even cold. If cold, then you may use it cold. Everyone with me so far? This is how the Ramah is answering the Kasha. He has the Kasha, and he gave this Teretz. Let's Chazer again. Here the Balaiter says, if it's something which is not being rinsed off, you may not use the dish. Whereas the Aruch HaChaim said, quoted later on, that it's permissible. The answer is, if it's used for hot, it's prohibited. If it's used for cold, it's permissible. Answer one. Answer number two. Inami esh lechalik, ben imrochatz hakli tchila heitev o lo rochtzo. Timrochtzo tchila heitev v'aray shari. Kamosha kosev yoredeya, simen kuf, Chof Beis. Okay. Second answer. Depends if it's washed off well. That makes sense to us. Let's go on further. Chagav the Chosev Adake Moshe, right over here. Shikshimitchila mehafta bala itur al hafta matzah. How can the bala say what he says? That is a problem if you don't normally rinse it off. But it says before Shem Psachim that if you're allowed to put a cold matzah on a chametz gedish, v'chilek mitchila. What's that? Ben heter lach o yavesh. A new word. Depends if it's the heter is wet or dry. If it's wet, there needs to be a rinsing off process. If it's dry, not. For old, yes. V'achar chazav old ne'ol lagesh l'chalek. Ben dover ha'vashabola b'yisru cham. V'shatirit zeh ne'ol l'vik, as he said in the Torah's chadas. It absorbed in hot, it's a problem. It's open and cold, it's no problem. Umizeh tovin. The dato sha'av shakli hu osur. Meshiyesh bo b'liyas isur. Mikol mako. Kevin shlo nivle bo yisai de chamin. Rak adit. Kovu sho molicha v'chai gavna. Mutu l'shtamesh bo tzonein. Zui darko shalo rav. Is what the Rambam said. Rambam said, what do you mean? What's been ignored? What's ignored? What's been ignored is that last line in the Torah's Chatas. What was that? The Inami. You follow what I'm saying? The Ramah first chiluk was used hot or cold. That is his that's in Torah's Chatas. That's his second chiluk in Darkei Moshe, which he thinks is the right chiluk. Good. His first Torah's in Darkei Moshe was it depends upon what? Lach and Yavesh. That's not a Torah's Chatas. Okay. But there's another Teretz. The second Teretz in Torah's Chatas. What's that one? Is it clean or dirty, right? Isn't that makes the most sense? If it's clean, there's no problem. If it's dirty, it's a problem. It makes sense to you? So what happened always when someone got lost in the shuffle? Aval kol dvara mitchilasa nat sofen enem uvanem li. Okay. He quotes a Turkuf Chafalab, it's not there. I'm not going to go into the details. Just skip a little bit of the Shach, go a little bit further. This is a whole page here in my edition. Okay. And he quotes what the Torah says. What did the Torah say? Discussing a question we have Tevila for Agola, not Aranyan right now. Not Aranyan. Then he quotes what the Re says in Avodah Zarah, last half in Tosis, you're going to be Matbil before Yom Magil, lo yirtza l'shtamesh bo ela tzonein, yocho lag bilo l'shtamesh bo tzonein, uchshi yirtza l'shtamesh bo chamin, yagilo v'yasplo tfilo shetvilo kvar, ad kan l'shonom. And he quotes the Russian Avodah Zarah said so. So wait a minute. This means that it's in fact permissible. It's permissible. Then he quotes a Rashba. Rashba didn't say anything. That kli chametz, not so simple. Is it was the riff in Perikol Shah that filo nivla ella ayde base or v'charoses osl shtamash matzah tzonein. The Rambam shaposkin and the Rashba and the riff da 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 da. But the Rosh, I'm skimming a little bit, as the Perikol Shah base or v'charoses the matzah tzonein is good. That's the question. I had what the gears is okay. I'm getting out to the serious part. We have to get real over here. Mishach. Umashma. For those who have almost every shach has a Yad Ephraim. You know the Yad Ephraim is denoted? You see the Yad Ephraim? You see? Picture of a hand. You don't have it? With a finger point. You don't have that in your shach? No? Oh. Chaval. So it's easy to find the place. You have no hands? Okay. Look, my no hands? Right, after the parentheses. But in my edition, there's a picture of a finger, which means Yad Ephraim. That's how they wanted to make how to find things. Amazing. Okay. Let's read together. Now I got to go slowly. Umashma deledatam huadin im nivla chometz b'chamin demutul ishtamesh b'matzat tzonein. And he asks your kasha. Mali nivlai de tzonai de chame. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares how it came in? Now I'm putting something which is cold. What's going on? What are you talking about? What are you saying? I quotes Shas Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Dalet. You should have it in parentheses Lamed Dalet. Mechalek Zet Hashmisha B'cham and Hashmisha B'tzonim. No! Hainu L'shtamish B'am Heter Chamin. Oh, Kovush, 24 hours. Chiyotzibo. Pulls out the taste from the dish. Av L'shtamish B'am Heter Tzonim. Pshita Den Chilek. Who cares how... I don't care. It could be tray for the capital T. I'm using it for cold. Quotes the Ran. Perikol Shah. I feel the Shtamish and Chomets Chamin. Mutl Shtamish and Matzah Tzonah. Why not? Sefer Atruma, Sharei Duras, Mag. All these Gedolim say, seem to say exactly the same thing. The Rashba. Oh, everyone's the same thing. Everyone's the same thing. Skipping a little bit again. You get stuck with Simon Samach Tess. It's a little bit complicated. And I don't have to kink into every last detail. Aval Bemis. This is a new paragraph in my print. It's like a big, I have a little bit of Aval in bold. You have it? You have Aval in bold in your print?
There's a star.
Star. Okay, it's a star. What does that star mean? I have a base in my edition with that star. Ah, the Nakudas are Kesef. Very good. Aval be'emes nirali the mashakos of Aruchos Chaim kelim shel goy shidu chiyofe haynu diad inan shehut chiyofe kon shidicham yisrael achshav be'emeson olam but the davka hadocha b'inan Aruchos Chaim kosov kem b'shem ra'o and ra'o holds in bedek abayis kinuach yofe hu b'chol makom kadocha. That's what we saw that, if you recall, a little bit yesterday, a little bit. Ubalita Marbalo Kinuach. The Vadayim Kineach Akli bin Shainbo Shemunis Klal and Svara Klal Adriho Adocha Lo Nogabi Isser Umasha Bola Bain of Mapla Batona. Good morning! The Kasha doesn't begin. Because the Balahita, that's what our Simon is talking about, when it wasn't wiped off, wasn't washed off, maybe dirty. Isn't that exactly what the Ramo himself answered in the second answer in Torah's Chatas? Keep one hand over here, it says the next line of word is Marashal. Keep one hand there and go back to the original citation of the Ramah. Where the Ramah said in Torah Schatas, that was the very beginning, he quoted the Torah Schatas. The very beginning of the Sivkot. And he went on and on and on and on and on. And then it said, Inami. I had a fun of how I showed this to you. Inami, yesh lechalek ben imrocha tzakli tchila heitev o lo rochta. Timrochso tchila heitev ad ashari. Kvashakosib yoradeh simen kufcha veis. Ad kan lishono. That's exactly what the Shach ends up answering by himself. That the case of Balahiter, he's not sure it was clean. And the case of the Dorchas Chaim, we was sure it was clean. So it's not really the Shach's original chor that the Torah Chaz himself said that in the second Torah, which got lost in the shuffle somehow or other. That's the answer. It's such a beautiful and simple answer. And for that whole binyan that the Ramah made, the other binyan, with Cham, with Lach, all those, it's all, who needs it all? Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think
Kabbalah
Yeshulchan quotes from the Torah Chaz that he's talking about where the tree is clean.
Mm-hmm. Good.
He says,
so no meaning, so the whole, even the Baal Eater is talking about where
it is. He says, Rachat, so Rachat means above Hadachah. In both cases are Hadachah.
Again. Is it clean or is it dirty?
It's clean.
It's clean?
Yeah.
Let's go slow. Let's read the words again. Inami. Eshtuchalak ben imrocha tzakli tchilat heitev o lo rochzo. Timrochzo tchila heitev vada ishari. No problem whatsoever. Right? So then what? That leaves us with only one conclusion. That what's the Balahita talking about over here? Right? Where it wasn't so clean, right? Is there any other way out?
Then why didn't you use the word like hadachah? Just use the entire sliya a million times. You just jumped to rachat. It wasn't lashon even in the case of the.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Okay, let's now go back to the shach. Maybe it's anyway, different than the Ramah. Fine, let's go. And the Aruchos Chaim said it's okay. Yadina and shehut chu yofe. In other words, not enough rachat. That's what he said. Hut chu yofe. But then he says, no, doesn't have to have a dacha dafka dafka. Don't need a dacha dafka. It's enough that we call kinuach. And now we can argue, that's the point that the Baal Shulchan talks about. There's enough Havadoch, enough Kiduach, what do you actually have to have? But bottom line, there's nothing on the plate. Okay? Ubalitamari below Kinuach. He didn't wipe it, didn't wash it, didn't do anything. Because the Vareim Kiniacha Klibin Shein Lo Shamnunis Klal, Ein Svara Klal Atzricho Hadocha, you put food on it.
Again, I don't want to go into the small details, but fundamentally, the fundamental answer of the Shach was already anticipated by the Ramon in an Inami, which is somehow didn't make the cut into the other. It's only Torah Chadas, didn't make it into the Dake Moshe, didn't make it into the Hagah. I'm just making a comment. Fine. Good. So far, so good, Rabbi Osir. So far, so good. Okay, it's a kash against the Marshal. It's not the Marshal. Fine. I'm skipping the Marshal. V'hochinicha. I have another finger. No, you have no fingers? Who has fingers? No. Who else has a finger in the middle of the Shach? Only me? No other Shulchanoch have that finger? V'hochinicha. I'm also getting on to the last few lines. Mashikotav atur amachaba lekamonsim in tzadidalat of gimel. The kderesh and his bashal v'abosav v'cholav Mutter loss is for peiros otzone. You put fruits of the pot of strafe. The mashma feel otzone lach. Even if it's wet, as opposed to that other teretz in the dark emotion. Because of Beis Yosef, mashma feel a dover shein dark oladiach. Do me the peiros. You know, rinse off peiros afterwards. Maybe today they do, but not in those days. Now the hosan marisha mekanecha hei de betchila. That's all. Simple as all that. It says in Tosfos and the Mordechai and Avodah Zarah, Dovalach os l'shtamash b'hen. Oh, that seems to indicate maybe the other teretz of the Rambam is correct. Nope. Esher demari below kinuach, didn't rinse it off. Inami, v'yikar. Here's a very important point at the end. The sphere of the who, these rishonim, the Mordechai and the Tosfos hold the klicheres shiny. Klicheres is different. Why? Where do you get it from? The Gamma Rajba Moda Biklicheres Ukimavura Sham Chidushe Chulin Sham. The Rajba and Chidushe and Chulin concedes, excuse me, that Cheres is more strict. Is the Rajba on the Maramakamas? I don't know if you saw it. I'm going to bring it out over here. Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Rabosa, you don't all have a Rajba in front of you. Why don't you look in the Gemara? These kufir alfin beis. There's another Gemara which I didn't put on. I feel you'll get it on the rebound. Maybe it's a little mistake again. But kufir beis of an alf was the last Gemara. That was yesterday Shia. And not kufir alfin beis. Opposing page. In today Shia. Both come up indirectly. In your sources. That's the Gemara here on Masechta Chulin. Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Why is the following interesting concept? Is it? Where did you want to go? Was discussing a certain kli. Hahi Pincha. It's about the 12th line. The Haba Bey Rav Ami, the Bolach Molach Babisra, Vitavre. He broke it. Wow. He broke it. What's Pinchas? It's Rashi Dahi Pinchas Garcina. Kora Shel Cheres She'ein Lo Takona Bahagolo. He can't kasher it, so he broke it. Psh. He broke it. Interesting. Mama took and he smashed it. Okay? I gotta love it. Smashed it. Says the Rashba, the one that's on the Mara Makarmis, on this Gemara. Find it here. Oh. Vahi pincha the tovel of Ami. He has the kasha. Afal gab the chaja the shtamushi bubitsonon. Why'd he break it? Use it for cold. Kamosai, how many guys here have a habit, I do, of having breakfast cereal in the morning? Is that your breakfast? You know, it's a common thing in America. So what's in the breakfast cereal? Yeah, some Cheerios or maybe some. What do you guys like? Captain Crunch? I don't know what my kids and grandchildren like these days. I don't know what the popular cereals are. And you put in some milk. Maybe you put in a few other things. It's cold. What do you break it for? You should have said put a big Captain Crunch on the logo. And you didn't use it for breakfast. Why do you break it? Good question, right? Well, Tashkas, what do you break it for? Yeah?
No, no,
no, they broke it, put it in the garbage, that's what it means. Doesn't mean he redid it. Says the Rashba, the Fang Chiddush. Mishab Gzeira, the Osir, the Shtamushibu, Bechamin, Uda Tavala. He broke it, he's afraid otherwise. Mistakenly, someone's going to use it for hat. That's a good reason. Where did he take the source? Gdeira is for Pesach. Omarav, Yishaveru. To the Furush Gemara Masech Psachim on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. I have forgot to show the Shemush of Tzonin. And the Mishum Chamin. It's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira. Potato. Now he, look, there in Psachim, L'chuli Amma Ba'adocha Miya Hava Sagile. Everyone agrees it's enough to rinse it off. I feel the Hachi Tari broken anyway. That's, okay, everyone with me so far? Reason number one, don't use it for cold, lest you use it for hot. Reason number two, Nami Achidish Neuro, Ev Shaloma, Dei Pincha Kevin Shal Cheres Hoysa, Venivlai Dei Roseach, Ein Lo Takona Afilu Bitzonen, De Bolas Iharbe, Ache Poletes Afilu Bitzonen, De Hilka Koltzonen Shinishtamish Bo Medicho. How do you like that? If you put something there in it, and you have to rinse it off because it had took some blia out, even though it's cold. Wow. How do you know such a thing is true? Yaya Nesech, Kli Cheresh, Etchilas Tashmisha B'dei Goyim, Tzorech Milui V'Irui. You have to fill it with water and then empty it three times, a whole long story. What do you see from this? That is a possibility of absorption, and actually, you know, coming out, even if it's cold, since it happens to be made from cheresh, very porous. Ad kan rabosai, the chiddush of the Rashba here, kuf yud aleph mebeis, the remaskel tzon. You with me so far? This is what's quoted by the Shach. He thinks that the gedolim who asered, what the Mordechai Tosfos is referring to kli cheresh, and they hold like the Rashba. No, but we hold. Do we accept this? Do we accept this? No, sirree. Vatura mechaber az l'tamayu. Tesvir lehu, Baruch Chaim Shom. Tafilu b'kli cheres mutu l'shtamish ben tzonanayin shom. Aha. Aha. So here's a legitimate dispute. A legitimate dispute when it comes to kli cheres. When it comes to anything else about kli cheres, forget about it. For sure there's no problem using it for cold. You don't have to rinse anything off. Nothing. I don't care how it's used. Was it used originally for hot or for cold? Whether right now it's dry or wet, so it's all irrelevant. The Shach thinks the whole thing was based upon a non-kasha kasha. And I'm adding that fundamentally the Torah Scholars himself gave the right teretz. Again, details to be filled in. Chitza, kinuach, adocha, whatever you want to call it. Is everyone with me so far? So the Shach's stark time against the Ramoyes made up a whole new Torah based on the kasha, and the kasha, as we say in our language, doesn't begin. It's a very powerful shach. Very powerful shach. Very powerful shach. Wow. Last three lines, though, put an end to all your wishes. Almost. Miu kol zeh b'derech aroi, havin bolish damesh b'an derech keva, hafil tzon an osur, Zeyr Hashem Yishtam Hashem Chamin, as the Ramah says in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph Sefer.
Modem mixas. The Shach agrees that if you use it on a regular basis, it's not allowed, because you may use it for hot by mistake. Okay, so the whole fight, it's a huge battle between Ramo and the Shach, is only whether these kelim can be used, what's called the Ofen Aroi, temporarily, here and there. The Ramo says no, the Shach says yes. When it comes to Cheres, the Shach concedes that some poskim say no, but the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say yes. I'll tell you how he actually passes in that question. Rabbosai, before I explain further, do you understand what the Shach just said? Who doesn't understand, raise his hand now. Yes, sir. Okay, I'll go over again. Yeah, there's a question also?
Yeah, just one question. When he differentiates between Keva and Arai, is Keva means that you're going to use that Kli permanently, or that it's one time that you're putting it in? Meaning it's a Kli that you own and you're going to use it many times. You're hopefully going to kasher. But it's just that this one time.
Keva means you use it for Keva before kasher. That's how I understand.
Okay.
Let's review the Shach one more time. The Shach said that the Ramo had a kasher, but the Orchas Chaim is very lenient, no problem. And the Balaiter here is somewhat strict that you shouldn't even put it there unless you normally rinse it off. If you put it there, you have to rinse it off. What are you rinsing it off? It's a plain dish. Everything's cold. What are you worried about? Based on this question, he gave a whole bunch of answers. One answer was, let's review again. Are you using it for dry or for wet? Did you use it originally for hot or for cold? Right, everyone leaves so far? The Shach says the question doesn't even begin. Because the problem over here at the Ether is it wasn't cleaned properly. That's exactly what the Torah's Chaz himself said in Aninam. So the Shach jumps on that, doesn't quote it, he quotes himself in the Torah's Chaz, but doesn't make a point of that over the end. The whole question doesn't even begin. Here we're discussing whether the dish is not sufficiently clean, and therefore you have to worry about the Bali Yitr, etc. And the Orchas Chaim is probably clean. Details to follow. Kinua, Chadocha, Rechitza, Shifshuf, you throw in any name you want. Yes, sir.
What was the whole point of bringing in all the Ramban and the Rush? All the
That's the Shach style. He tries to prove that he's right from 100 different sources, and the other one is wrong from 100 different sources. That's the Shach style. That's why it took a long time for the Shach to get through this. And today, we might have written it in one quarter of the length, just say this, this, and this, and leave all this stuff out. But that's the Shach. Any questions further about the Shach? Good. Adka. Does this mean, Rabosai, is your question, that we're required to kasher kelim as soon as possible? People tell me that they have pots lying around. They haven't kasher in weeks. Are you in violation of the Shach by having lying around? So the Prima Gadim asked this question. On the Shach, this is the Prima Shtiv Seidas, Sivkotun Gimel, towards the end. Let's read it together. Have a look inside the Prima Gadim, Siv Seidas, end of Gimel. Rabosai, whoever has a non-kosher pot, pan, dish, silverware, flatware, what do you do with it? What do you do with that pot? Put it aside, no? You also put it aside. So it's been there. I put it aside a year ago, but still aside. We're not afraid a person's going to make a mistake and use it. So writes the Prima Gadim. You're not allowed to use it, but you're allowed to leave it in the side somewhere. Oh. Quotes of Minchas Yaakov against the Bach. The Bach said, Osir lesser kli bedil chometz tzorach l'sagron b'cheder. You gotta put it away, your chometz like a kelim. Well, you see? Ma'is Maraya Mikliyisa the Bodil Mine, the Chometz to the Bodil. Gamacha Pesach Yaksul Eterna Rishon. Boss, there's no one here in this room, I guarantee you. And I've never been in your house. I guarantee you, there's no one in this room. When it comes Pesach, you have the Chometz to conditions and pass long around. Was I correct? I didn't get you wrong? Correct, no? Nobody!
because you're afraid you're going to use it. Why? Because you used it last week. You can use it next week. What does that have to do with the traffic kli? They're going to put it aside. You're not going to use it. Yes?
And the shach is using it, right? He says if you come to use it,
yeah, only using it is prohibited, but leaving it around is not, because presumably right. It's going to be put in a separate place, and it probably doesn't. Yes, sir?
The chametz is being regular by the whole year, so you're much more afraid that you can use it.
Exactly. That's exactly what he says. Okay. Let's go a little bit further about science and see how this works out. It seems that most poskim follow the shach against the Ramah. But some dispute the details, as we said before. For example, look in the Mishpatos Zahav of the Prima Garden. I'm purposely leaving out the Tazis Hagos and just get everyone confused. I'm just leaving it out. But we can see over here. Okay. Says at the very, very end, the last two lines of the Mishnah tells of Gimel. Ayin Shachos Gimel, Uprichodesh Gimel, Dimrochatz Akli Het Emutter, Vatur Maribelo Rochatz, Alnis Kanech Tzas, Avalo Kinua Chayofe. That's how the Shach said. Oh! Prichodesh says, Puldidan Beinan Rechitza Davka Vatsarachin. That's a detail. That's a detail. It's enough to make sure it's clean to wipe it off, you have to wash it off. A detail, Rabosa. A detail. But most poskim assume that the shach is correct, and we do not follow the chumrah of the Ramah. Baruch Hashem for that. What about klicheres? Come on, guys. Here we go, maybe into these, the best example I can give. Somebody goes into a non-kosher, non-certified store, and let's say you have to go out for a business meeting, just to give an example. Anyone had an inside Sims school? Anyone in the Sims school? You have to take out to go for lunch, interviews, bash, ma, blah. So you got to have a non-kosher restaurant. What do you do? I tell you, eat an apple. I'm on an apple diet. An apple. Good. They bring you the apple. Where's the apple? They're going to give it to you in a napkin? This is a 5-star restaurant on a gorgeous China dish. Here's your apple. Okay. There you go. Gorgeous China dish. Here's your apple. Rabbeinu Shalom. It's made from China. So before, China's precarious. Listen, it's the finest china with no coating, not even glazed. $2 million china, whatever. I don't know. Fancy clients that Reuven had there. There's no question of that. He's the fanciest of all china. It's not a shy, fancy china. Let's analyze very carefully what the difference is. We saw two reasons in the Rashba, Rabbosai, why he's more machu by cheres. Two reasons. There are nafkaminas in the two reasons. Take a look, Rabbosai. In the Prima Gadim over here, Sif Seidas, Sif Cotton, Gimel. He quotes the Rashba, and they quote Pincha de Ravami, Chulun Kufiral. He broke it. Lo Shimish Ba Derech Haroy Lefamim, Shmamino, Af Lo Bola Kimay De Melicha, which is Tzoning. Says the Heilig of Prima Gadim, who adin clay etzem. Now, whether etzem is literal or to be something along those lines, is a detail I'm not going to right now. She'ein takana v'agola d'chayis. In other words, any kli, according to this reason, that you can't kasher ever, you may not use. Because the fear is, somewhere down the line, before forever, you'll make a mistake. Oh, Kli 8, Shabalo Ade H. So it's made from wood even. Okay. And you can't kasher, Losagi Bahagola. Not going to those kashering now. And can I feel the derech haroy also kamo kli cheres the chatamu came in the yevshav agola also the day takola rabosai. Right before the line I read to you before, you're allowed to leave it now. This is the famous din of the prima garden. Cheres is lav dafka. Whatever you cannot kasher. Whatever you cannot kasher. For a whole variety of reasons. Can't kasher it. Either it's some etzem or some other thing which is cannot kasher. Or, Rabbi Osai gives another example which you cannot kasher with Hagolah and it requires what we call in our language libun. Libun. Alright? And perhaps you cannot do libun for whatever reason. I'm not going into the details of that at this very moment. Take a look if you want in the Shach in Siman Tzadi Tes Sif Katan Gimel. He says Eino Takana Bahagolo. He says Kli Etzem is Yeshmo Takana Bahagolo. So the word etzem that the Prima Gadam uses is a little bit not meduyuk, because the Shach and Tzadi Tes Gimel says etzem have a takana b'hagolah. So he's using some different kind of a kli along the lines of etzem. I'm going into these details, okay? But the bottom line is that there are cases of things you cannot kasher for other reasons. We're not looking for hagolah now. If they're afraid that chas olov, if you look at the sugars and psachim, taflamid, he's not going to do a good job, his brain's going to break. So there too, you can't do agola, you can't use it. Oh. However, Abosai, what if you hold the other reason of the Rashba? What was the Rashba's other reason? Gentlemen, what was it? Remember what it was? Come on. Cheres, very porous. Absorbs a huge amount, and some can come out even in the cold. Remember that? You see, we made the Rashi for two reasons? No. If that's the case, if that's the reason, nothing to do with etzem or the like, right? The things which are along those lines, things of this nature, nothing to do with the case where you can't catch it for some other technical reason, no problem. On the other, right? So therefore, in those kinds of situations, Rabbi Osai, it would be no problem, according to that pshat in the Rashba. If you worry about takola, it is a problem. Another example. What about you? Something that's just dry. I have a question. The apple comes dry or wet? Dry. When you go out in the fancy, you probably never order an apple. Okay. If the apple comes out dry. So then there's no problem, right? Dry. Well, it's dry. It's not going to come out dry. Even if it's a kli cheres, the fanciest chain. Who says so? Chavas Das. Chavas Das says that nothing's going to come out dry. Those who have a Chavas Das can look very briefly. And Siman Tzadi Aleph, Sivkot and Dal, give a quick look. Siman Tzadi Aleph Dal and the Chavas Das. Just again, very briefly. The Shabbos Das asked the question, the technical question, here in Sivkot and Dalet. What do you mean, Kinuach is enough? Don't you need Hadacha? He says himself in Siman Yud, Kinuach is not enough. We saw it in Torah's advice yesterday. He holds, Lachtoch with his Ducha de Mafat Ketas, then you need Hadacha. Okay, this is what the Shabbos Das is suggesting. Takes a little bit out as well. But when there's no knife, it's enough to have Kinuach. That's what he thinks. Okay. It goes to a whole arichas to try to answer the sheet of the Ramah, which I'm not going to go into now because it's not our Indian right now. The question, of course, becomes, what about Kli Cheres? That even the Shach quoted opinions, when it comes to Kli Cheres, there are those who are machmir. Okay. So he says over here, he quotes a raisin of Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres Kevan, it's by a small, I have a small little aleph there. It's Hago, I don't know what the aleph means over here. Aleph means, you have the same aleph that I have in my edition. Kevan de Beliasin Meruba Polten Af Pitsone. That's not a question of Takola. Hitiru biyavesh. But you look in Samach Tes, he's mat the cheres too. The cheres is up in the air. Not completely clear. Rabosai, in these two situations that we gave, let's chazer again. The kli etzem or the like, or mishtamish biyovesh, listen carefully. The reason of takala exists, because you can't kasher it. And the reason of pulling out of cheres is not exist, because either because it's dry, or it's not made from cheres. Should there be an alchemy in the other direction? The other direction. If I can't. The two reasons of the Rashba. What do you say? Yes. I have two differences in the other direction as well. And they're both found in the Ritva that I asked you to see. How much of you saw it? Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It was important to catch the Nafkaminas in all directions. Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Please listen very carefully to this. Ahi Pincha. I'm going on that same Gemara. The Omer Rabbeinu Zal. Who was Rabbeinu Zal? Who was that? Who was the original Rebbe? Who knows? The main Rebbe was the Ra'ah. The Rashba was also his Rebbe, but when he says Rebbe, it means the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah said two things. Two things. What did he say? First says, Dafka kli sherov tashmisho bechamin, like pincha. If it's usually used for hot, we're afraid to use it for hot. That color. What do you see from here? If it's usually used for cold, no problem. I'm afraid you use a pot, you use it for cold, for hot, but it's usually used for cold. Number one. Number two, quotes Torah. Also, kli shel cheres, also l'oshtamish v'otzonim, el adavka b'shalonu, u'min atam shamarnu, avu b'kli cheres shel goy, l'oshtamish v'otzonim l'fi shah, b'lo hagolo mutter. Follow me? Now, these two cases, the reason of takola does not apply, either because it's usually used for cold, or because it belongs to a goy, but the other reason of the Rashba, that there is in fact a belia, if it's wet, this plate, something comes out, would apply. So the nafkamina is really in both directions. In both directions. Yeah. So how do we paskin? Which reason? The whole Rashba itself is questionable. The Chumrah of Cheres, not everyone agrees to the Chumrah to begin with. But if you're going to accept the Chumrah, which of the reasons for the Chumrah should you accept? Which reason should you accept? So the Prima Gadim seems like he's going with the reason you can't kasher. That's why he's going about Kli Etzem, or the equivalent of Etzem. The Prichodesh the same way. He's matter in the house of a goy, because there's no possibility of takola of it, you know, by goy. Chavis Da'as says no. Chavis Da'as says, we saw before, you're worried about Plato, it's coming out of Cheres. I looked in the Chochmas Adam, guess what? He quotes both hands, both reasons. Yesh Omen v'yesh Omen. Now we're really in trouble.
Yesham of Yesham. I think that the only way to get out of this one is if it's dry in a goy's house. The apple, Reuven, in the restaurant. The apple in the restaurant, they serve it to you on a china dish, should be no problem. Memadashach, right? If the reason is because you may repeatedly use it, it's not yours, it belongs to a goy, it's in his restaurant. If the reason is something that pulled out of the dish, maybe it was once used with hot to tray, who knows what. No, but it's dry. And let's not forget that those who deny the whole kum in the first place. Now, you could argue we pass them like both reasons. But Pasha is one or the other, and if this should be Mutta Mamanasha. Kane really. Okay, if you have to eat in the traffic restaurant, try it shouldn't be on anything of earthenware. I prefer a metal plate. Are you out of your mind? A metal plate? We don't have metal plates. What else can you have? Glass? Glass not so posh, you can't catch a glass either. Right? That's the same. We at these Ashkenazim, we don't catch a glass. Better than China. What else is there? That's it. They only serve in China, probably. Plastic, sir. That's the low class place down there. Well, this is a high food. We don't have to carry plastic. So it's a problem, right? Depends on what you're ordering. If you're ordering, depends where you're going. So I recommend if you go into one of these places, you have to eat on those dishes, you get something which is dry. You get Bishat Zatzchak, you rely on the Mekilim, but Lechat Chil. Yeah.
Does it matter, like, halachically that, like, most of the ceramic dishes we use are not porous?
Who said that's true?
I mean, just from a scientific standpoint.
We'll get to science later. We'll get to science later. We'll get to science later. What if a guy, let's say Ruben gets a fancy job, every day he's taking out clients to the restaurants in midtown Manhattan. Every day, this client, the next client, the third client. Every day. You know, it's tax deductible. There's a whole racket going on over there. What's called a martini lunch? I went once many, many years ago. There was some kind of a tumult with the tax deductibility. No more. What, the martini or the lunch? Whole thing, no more. They cut it out. Oh, yeah, it's tough times, everybody say. Tough times. We'll get involved in election day politics. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So that would mean that, again, coming back to coffee.
Coffee, I didn't discuss it.
No, right.
Coffee is hot, then it's wet.
Exactly, so it's not so.
If you want to have coffee, styrofoam cup. Okay, let's go back. Yeah.
Is the issue that only if it can't be kosher by Haggadah or it can't be kosher at all? Because let's say it can be kosher by Libun.
Yeah, but we don't do Libun these things. You may break it. It's chasala. You can't use Libun these things. I don't think so.
So, Lemaise, okay.
Yeah. Now, so how do you define Keva, Roy? Every day, eating out. This is a big tumult among the contemporary poskim. I recall hearing from Rabbi Shechter Shlita. You can ask him. He once said, you shouldn't go out more than once a month. If it's once a month, then it's already considered to be like a keva. It's more than aroi. Hashamati. I saw written in print from the OU Sukkim, Rabbi Belsky is the other person for the OU. That's exactly the reverse. What kind of? I'm not using this plate I'll never see again in my whole life. There are thousands of plates. If I even eat it every day, it's still considered to be in the category of Aroy and not Kevin. So I don't get involved in fights in the OU, but this seems to be somewhat of a dispute. Yes?
Well, doesn't it seem like the problem that all the freshmen are having here is that they're talking about plates that you actually own, right? That's what it seems like to me. The plate that you own that... Right,
so you're saying if you don't own it, it can't be called keva. It can't be called keva, right? That's what the pre-chodeshim to say. Yeah. I guess if there's a goy owned it and get here, you can borrow it for 10 years. Then it would be keva, but that's not likely to happen. One final point in this sugya, which is Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel, Rabbi Osai, please turn. Siv Gimel, Sadi Aleph Siv Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzorech li zorash lo yiga basar belechem. Shem yiga bo osali ochlom gvina. V'chein yizorash lo yiga bo gvina. Shem yiga bo osali ochlom en basar. Very, very nice. Very nice. Okay. Makes sense. Makes sense. Why should this be so? Take a look on the shachs of Kohen Dal. Talk about a short shach. As long as that one, this is how short this one is. One line. V'lo hadocha. V'chashinan dilma ishtali. Means you're going to forget. V'yocha b'lo hadocha. Ukfon is bar b'siv Kohen Aleph. V'davka k'she'echan mehen lach. If they're both dry, nothing sticks. Now we know bread is dry. We still hope so. So if the bread is dry, so as long as the other item is dry, you'll be okay. But most other items, most I don't know, it's hard to say if meat and cheese is ever considered to be fully dry, because there always seems to be some kind of liquid on top of it. But if in case it would be totally dry, it would not be a problem. When it says over here, hadocha, who's ever rinsed off bread in his own? Rinse off bread? Wah! Pischei tshuva dalet. Pischei tshuva dalet. The Torah shevanoch mashma ain't takana b'hadocha b'lechem. Why? She nidbak b'yoser. What kind of, didn't say it says also, didn't say you can have hadocha. What kind of business is this? Uvazanicha, and the Torah and the Mechaber say it's early Zohar, the Kafi Anir Hare Shnei Chashoshes. One, Shema Yochal and Gvina. Two, Shema Yishlech Le'adiach. No, you have to have two different Chashoshes. Al Yamin and the Lechel Lomahani Hadacha, as Yishapir, because Hadacha won't work. He says, no, he thinks the Shach is right. Fine. And he says, even if you'll say that Hadacha won't work, Mikomakom Greda Vadai Mahani. What's Greda? What's Greda mean? Scraping off. You're scraping off a whole layer. That's surely going to work. So therefore, Karcha, when the Tur and the Mechaba say, also the Gvina Lav Davka, you do it through Greda. So maybe even Hadacha would work. It's no Raya. This is the tumult here in the Pischei Tshuva. And then he says, when hadacha work on the tzara kosher, the crust, the hard crust, avam noga b'tzara pnimi, the soft bread, b'mokam arach, for sure washing won't help. Boy greda, for sure, it just washes, so it get mixed in even more. Okay, this is what it says over here. Fine, very good. Good. The last point on this tikkun before we want to start the next sugya, is the Bari HaShulchan. The Bari HaShulchan is bothered by the following yisod. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? You shouldn't let the meat touch the bread, because if it will touch it, you can't have it with cheese. And not with cheese? I just want to have plain bread. No cheese, no butter, no salami, nothing. Just plain bread. It's clearly mutter. That's how you read the Shulchan Aruch. He wants it more. Why? It's fleshic bread, or it's milchic bread. Rabos, are you allowed to eat milchic bread? Yes or no? Not a baked milchic bread. Let's take a look for a second at Siman Tzadi Zayin. Just a quick peek ahead. Siman Tzadi Zayin, the last Siman in Hilchos Basar B'Cholin. Ein Loshin Isa B'Cholav Shemayava L'Ochlim and Basar. Mom Sokha Naflam. V'yim Losh Kol HaPas Osar Afil L'Ochl L'Vada. Can't eat it. Shach Aleph Zeyra Shemayach Lenin and Basar. Frek the Bari HaShulchan, why doesn't that apply over here? What do you want to answer? What do you want to answer?
No, I mean, I thought that it was only necessary to make it.
Oh, so if you didn't make it, the answer is very good. Ein Lashin. Here, the dairy or the meat came in from the very beginning. You made the dairy bread. You made the meat bread with some meat fat. That's prohibited. But here, the bread was completely kosher. And it touched something. They never made a gzera in that kind of a situation. Is that really true? The Bari HaShulchan is not convinced that it's really true. I don't have time to look through this right now. You see in the in Siman Tzadi Zayin, a number of Mefarshim talk about it, including the Nachlas Tzvi. The Nachlas Tzvi has a lengthy piece, which is, that's the long piece of the Baal Pischei Tshuva. Later on, may not be necessarily Mutter. So he doesn't really have a good Terence. Doesn't have a good Terence. Bit of a problem. So some say, well, look over here. It says, Im Hoya Dava Muat, Kede Achila Bevasachas, a small amount, they never made Exer. So some posts say, we're talking about over here, but it's only a small amount left. That's the Yad Yehuda says, only a small amount left. The Daket Shuv is sharp. He says, whatever the meat touched or the milk touched, that's a Dava Muat. I mean, I don't know exactly where it is. Doesn't matter. But in principle, it's a Dava Muat. Problem, of course, becomes, how do you define a Dava Muat? How do you define a Dava Muat? If you look at Tzadi Zayim, Dava Muat is, you know why it's okay? Why is a Dava Muat today Achila Bevasachas? You're going to finish it up right then and there. But in the case that we're discussing here, we don't get that impression. You're going to finish it up right away. You leave it for tomorrow. So then the Yehuda gives your answer. Only if you did it on purpose, you were lush. The whoever made the bread put in milk on purpose, that's the problem. Just touched it by mistake, no problem. Never made it there. Ad kan rabosai. Now, b'siyata d'shmaya, last half of today's shiur, last half an hour, we're going to make up a haskola to the major sugya, which is going to occupy us today, tomorrow, into next week. The famous sugya of Tato Govar, world famous sugya. Yes, sir. What do you mean by that?
Meaning, are the person who's eating and the person eating dairy is using the same bread?
Which case?
For Hecker, he says, put the bread in the
middle. Oh. Back to Simon pay Ches.
Yeah.
The bread, you're not touching that bread. That bread's not supposed to be touched.
No, but he says, but if they eat it, then it's not Hecker, but the point is they're eating it together, no?
Then it's no good, it says.
As a Hecker, but are they allowed to eat it together?
Probably also not. But good, very good comment. Excellent. Okay, Rabosai, open your Rif. Although, if you have the Gemara, who has the copy, the Xerox copy of Psoch HaMayin Rav HaManal? It's supposed to be given to everybody. Who does not have Psoch HaMayin Rav HaManal? You can make five more copies. Where's those? Not now, but for tomorrow, okay? So, tell Dovi make five more copies tomorrow, so everyone should have it, okay? But since we don't, not everybody has it, we'll see how the Rif quotes it. The Rif quotes. Either look at your Gemara, which you have the copy of, or look in the Rif. The Rif is page Kuf Chaf Aleph in our print, or the old print Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Itmar, line 4 over here. Garcinim Perkeis Atzon Atapezok Psoch Amayim Vav. I am at base. Itmar, Cham Latol Cham Deriakol Osir. Of course, hot and hot. This is heat it causes absorption. Tzonu tol tzone de reakol mutter. Cham etok tzone de tzonu tol cham what's din? Rav ma ilogavar shmula ma tatogavar. Who wins? The upper or the lower? The upper or the lower? Rashi explains, the Ran quotes, yes, it's probably meant for Rashi. Yisu cham, says the Ran, shenofal des tochet or cham olehepech. Chama tov tzona tov tov cham iser cham shenoga b'tzona shel heter o tzona shel iser shenoga b'cham shel heter Rav Amilog Ovar, therefore, Hilkoch Cham l'tov tzona osur b'tzona l'tov cham. Since the top wins, it should say mutter, but it doesn't say mutter, he says sagile b'klipa, because the Gemara says, we'll see later on, you need a klipa. Shmuel mafakert tov Ovar, Hilkoch Im chametok tzonon sagile beklipa, umi oklipa boy kadamino besamoch adam mekale bola, the famous adam makarale bola. That's the Gemara in Afayin Bava, which Rif quotes. But tzonon is tocham, dinuk acham is tocham. The yasa completely, not just the klipa, the whole thing is yasa. Says the Ran, upluktaya the Rav Shmuel b'shenetolo min ha'ur, it's not on the fire. Alashadayin ucham.
Ilu ha'echad mehem al ha'ur o ha'isor ha'heter kulu modu the kachama tochamda. It's on the fire. Who cares what's on top or what's on bottom? The whole thing is being heated up by the fire. Nothing to talk about. It's a very basic point of the round. It's very important to keep that in mind. Fine. Ad kan basics. Basics. Bunch of basics. If you look on the Rashi on the side, on the start of the riff, so you see Rashi? Everyone see it? What they call Rashi al harif? Do you have it? So, or if you have Pesachim Rashi, look at Rashi and Pesachim, that's even better. But on the Rashi on the start of the riff, they call it the Rashi and Pesachim. What does Rashi say? Ilah gava, v'chama tov tzonen de'ilah cham osur, sheha elyon mechame matachton. See what's happening? The upper heats up the lower. The tzonen tocham de'ilah tzonen mekara tachton. So it cools down the bottom one. Shmuel have a yipcha. L'chein per chama tov tzonen, etc. How do you like that? According to Rashi, got an impression of what? What impression is conveyed? Dirty word. Machlok is the Matthias. Dirty word. Huh? That sounds like. And we have at the Pasuk of Shmuel. Tanakh of us at the Shmuel. Why would you? Who took physics in? Who took physics? College, right? High school? Give me two word reason why you wanted to pass in Tatar Gova. Heat rises. I haven't learned physics in a long time. Heat's still rising.
Why
does
it make a difference?
The heat rises, so it's going to cause a greater impact. The hot on the bottom will impact the cold on top. More the other way around. I'm just suggesting, this is Torah Mada, but we'll see soon how. Are we Mada or not Mada? We'll see soon in a minute. Well, this we have a right to learn these things with Mada, or maybe we should forget about the Mada for a moment. Hold on. Let's start with the Prima Gadim Rabosai in the Mishpat Zov, Siv Kotten Zayin. He has a very fundamental question, which everyone has to think about. Simon Sadi Aleph, Mishpat Zov, Siv Kotten Zayin. We're saying to Machlokos and Matthias, the last few lines, it says Ma, it's a little bit bold letters in my print. Last half of Zion, Mishpat Tzav, and Siman Tzadiyal. Ma sheyesh lachkor b'ilav etato chech ochel yitam v'let ame kfeila aramo. What does a kfeila aramo mean? A non-Jewish cook with sensitive taste buds. Uhum apligi Rabbi Shmuel. What are they fighting about? Machlokas and Metzias? Get a cook. If you understand, you should ask this question. What a great question. We're not saying for sure. Rabbi Shmuel Pligi, Mar Sover al Harov no Sintam. If he doesn't taste, it's no problem. Even if it's mamish on the fire. Very interesting answer he gives. If you have a guy who you trust and he tastes, there's no taste of meat, milk, trafe, whatever it may be, hechadigamar. The fight is where there's no guy. Maybe we don't rely on a guy, we'll get to that later. So there's no one to taste it for you. No one to taste it for you. So you have to now weigh the probabilities. Rav is more worried that the top which is hot will give taste to the bottom which is cold. And Shmuel Faket, so writes the Prima Gadim. The Noda Behuda has the same exact kasha. Why don't you just give it to a guy to taste? And gives a similar answer. Referring to a case where you can't give it to a guy to taste. Why? Well, maybe it's min bimino. All tastes the same. Frek the Noda Behuda. Alright! Do a controlled experiment with two kosher foods. That's your question. Do 100 tests. Two kosher foods. Everything's kosher. Not flesh. It's all flesh. Meat and potatoes. Ah, I'm a meat and potato. Rabbi Osser, aren't you a meat and potatoes man? So they're meat and potatoes. The meat on the top, the potatoes on the bottom, the other way around. The blah, 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 and see what gets tasting to what? Well, Snabi Huda, you can't be sure that every case is identical. Such a hard thing to understand. So you're waiting to see someone who's going to say, stop it, just follow the Chazal, don't try to figure out yourself. I have it for you. I put on the Ma'amar Kamos. Who saw it? No one saw it yet? It's in the back, I think, of almost everybody's, I don't know, I shouldn't say, oh, I have it. Do you have like Mefarshim in the back of the other green one? Is there anybody in the back? Or maybe on the side? It's Yalkut Mefarshim. Also, those who have some kind of Yalkut Mefarshim or people on the side that we haven't made reference to yet, tell me where you can find it. It's called Nimuke Hariv.
It's in brackets right after.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, on the page.
On the page. Which page? Give me the page number on top.
Nun
Beis. Page Nun Beis. It's in the brackets following what? Following?
After
the Mishpat Zav. So, okay, you have it right there? Nimuke Rim. It's right there. Ayin Prima God of Mishpat Zav. Crazy Placey. Noda Behuda. Gives you all the Ma'amah comments we said. Chokru. Tintata Gavar Elo Gavar. Lochech Ochel Yitam. Right? Will it the Mikfeil Aramor? What? Ma'aplik Rav Shmuel. Right? Hear it? Right. The Kash is great. What's the answer? You look inside. If you have either the green Shulchan Aruch or mine, it's in the back. You have it also? Good. V'al kol ha-ga'onim anah lo yodati how adova mefurish mevuah b'mishmeres ha-bayis b'dinei tarovas bayis revi sharishin testament base b'soch dvorah ba-kadoshim heir ayin sham v'zel ha-shalik a verbatical. I looked it up. It's really there. Anu ein lanu el kedivrei chachomim ha-bikiyim b'tvoyim. We assume the rabbis knew a lot about nature. V'somchim aleihem b'zeh. He's talking about a particularly complicated case. Kimbo gives examples. She'somchim aleihem b'isa klipa. Sometimes it's a kadei klipa. U'netilas mako. U'b'isa rako. One could be malicha, one could be tzliya, one could be bishul. We're not going to that. U'v'dinei tato govar v'lo govar. Ubishardach Yisra Veheta Shalamadna Mehem, Vein Onu Nish Onim Albino Senu, Veloma Zevsha Vezelo Evsha. Hare Dover Mefurish Yotzim Yegon Uzenu Arashbazal. What did he say? What did he say? Yotzim Mefurish. Yotzim Mefurish. Reminds me of Yisenacham Kippur. Mefurish Yotzim Yepikon Gadol. Then we know what he said. Said the Shem Hashem. But what did he say? He said it Mefurish. What did he say Mefurish? You don't know what's flying. That's what it basically said. But don't try to give me, don't confuse me with the physical fact. That's not a modern concept, Rabbi. But that's what he says. Once you hold the Rashba, so stop asking questions. Put this into this mix, Rabbi Osai. I asked you to see a number of sources, and perhaps it'll help be helpful if I show you at least one source on the screen. Okay, you get me? Aruch HaShulchan. It's on the Makaros, but read Aruch HaShulchan, it'll be helpful. Everyone sees it inside. Yes, what's your question?
Earlier in the year, we saw a crazy place that said that there's a Nisr Basimakawa as long as it's got Celeste Boa, right? I mean, so even, no matter where it's coming from, it shouldn't be a cluster any of this.
Yeah.
Because so, it's going to mix and then it's going to be hot. One of them.
Well, that's another. Oh, he said the magic word. It's going to be hot, one of them.
Yeah.
What's pshat? I want you to answer. How do you learn? Those who start learning the sugya. Tato govar. What's the pshat? That tato govar has to be hot. We already learned. We had a little bit yesterday. Less than yatsa lettuce bow is nothing. Cold. Quote Allah. Did we see that yet? Yeshua had it at the very beginning of the year. We had it when it was in B'chalam. Has to be hot. What's the pshat? The tato makes the law hot? Is that the pshat? Yes or no? Rashi that we saw seemed to say yes, no? That the law is mechamim the tato according to Rav, and according to Shmuel, the tato is mechamim the law. Aruch HaShulchan Simen Yoradei Simen Tzadiyal. Gives you an impression that it's actually making the other one hot. So if you had a very sensitive food thermometer, you would see right away, tato govar. the bottom makes the upper one hot, not vice versa. That's what the metzias should show. Or no, that's what you said, at least one of them. Maybe it means if tatar is hot, there's a blia in the ilah, even if the ilah is cold, it remains cold. At B.S. a Mashiach. How'd you learn? If you thought, I mean, I don't know if you didn't think about it yet. I told you we're going to start the sugya a little today, but we didn't have to get into it too deeply yet. Did anybody think about this question? The first one. Oh, Rashi. We love Rashi. Rashi is the Rabbi Shal Yisrael. We love Rashi. Rashi is the best. Rashi is the absolute best. I happen to think you're right. I love Rashi. But does everyone agree with me? Anyone? You found the Rav HaShulam?
Not yet? Yeah, I know. It's somewhere around
here. Okay, you're fine. I want to, while he's looking for the Aruch HaShulchan, open it please to the Chavos Das. Chavos Das is one of the major spokespersons on this sugya. I put it on the Maror Mekomos quite a few things. Tzadi Aleph, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Thank you. The Chavos Das towards the very beginning says, I'm reading you one line, if you can pick it out. This is a very important Chavos Das. Sadi Aleph, Sivkotin, Hey. Towards the beginning. Avalahavliya ulahaflit, mavliya umaflit, meatachton a reseach, afshe elyon adayin kar! Sorry, Max. How did he know? Three words. Midelo chilku haposkin. Oh. Midelo chilku. Rashi's out of posuk. Rashi. I'll take Rashi anytime. I thought Rashi's against his Chavos Das. This is by the most fundamental question in the whole sugya. What are we talking about? Came hot or didn't come hot? Practically speaking, what's going on? Now, having said all this, we're going to look on the Aruch HaShulchan. Is it big enough in the back? Od yesh lisho. Ech nosnu chazal klal bazaloma de tato govar. Im kain. How do I get out of this guy out?
Click on setting.
I'm not sure what my mouse is. Oh. Get out. Yeah, get lost.
Click on settings.
Settings?
Right above the box.
Oh, click there?
Yeah.
Oh, magic. Amazing. You guys are great. Im kain, im nafal, the top line. Harbe cholav roseach. Alma ak bosur tzonein. Vinomar de tato govar. Umekar es elyon. Ve'en lecho dover tomu ayosim izeh. Shere einenu roos. Sheacholov nishar birisichoso, v'gamaat habosar nasar oseach. What ridiculous thing is this? I'll take 5 gallons of boiling hot water, a bag of hot milk, and pour on a thin slice of salami. Tatogama, Popeye. Oh, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Ein lecha dava tamoy osim izeh. What's going on? What's going on? Oh, I have this one piece of hot salami. Put it down somewhere in a pot. One piece. And I throw 5 gallons of milk straight from the fridge. What kind of business is this? Ice cold. Got a boss in its dunning. If you're old, she is dollar, hey, pomer, my hot negar a shiny, bechreach, lifal, a shiny, she yer come also. One is 4 or 5 times the size. Jim Noma, she bema says, as a sheer, lamalol, and dunu chazal, kamo a sheer. Question is good, no? A boss, a fundamental question. Very good. Yes.
afterwards when so much more comes out to
it? Well, I mean, after, it's all happening in a split second. I mean, this is
okay,
patience. Slowly. V'erali borer. The Rosh Hashanah thinks it's borer to him. D'mayri sheshoven hein b'hakamos. Do you believe it? Shulchan, a modernist. He said that they're the same amount. A piece of salami, a piece of cheese. The same thing. Ulfi Erech Akolov, Kenu Kamas Abasar. I gave cheese as an easier example. Luchain Nechu Chazal Ha'echus Shalmi Gover. Elion Atachtan. If so, Ilkasa, Atachtan Gover. I'll bring you a riot. But Raya Beruas, every day, Toysus Shabbos, Membez, and Menaf, the Tanya, is on the Makaros. I don't know if you got that yet. No, Saint Adam, Chaman, the Tohatzonan, below Atzonan, the Tohachan. Upirish Rashi, Shunatato, Gova. You're allowed to put hot into cold, not cold into hot. Says Rashi, you know why? Tato, Gova. We love Rashi. Hikshav atoysis, toysis yes akasha, dim kain, tikshi mihocha, the mother svile lo gomar, ah, it's a machlokas amaroim, here's a brisa, tufta the rav tufta. Upirish rabbeinu tam, the ain't a shayach lezeh, elachamin the toch tzonen mashmach, watch every word counts, shat tzonen meruba mehachamin, the words chamin the toch tzonen, the words in Hebrew language, I pour A into B, gives an impression that B is the majority and A is the minority. It makes sense, right? I'm pouring this into that. This is a little bit of a syntax. I'm pouring the little into the lot. That's what Tosa suggests. Okay. That's what Tosa says. Harim afurish the kol heicha sheyesh ribui bekamus. Lo shaychas svarazu itatogova we lo gova vashas luchok lefarish. It's obvious. Habi habi milo pirish shmamino the shavin hein. Da da. Do you believe this? This is a revolutionary aruch hashul. I remember when I was learning in Kerem Biavna. Oh, it's a long time ago. So one of the older Talmidim who was then during your day was trying to explain to me how if you don't know what's going on, you don't know what's going on. What does that mean? That you can learn the whole Yerodeya with Tatogava, with Ilogava, but in Tisi Derech HaShulchan, you don't know what's flying. It's a before the Tarsus and Shabbos. So you have to know, you shouldn't think that you can learn Yerodeya without learning Masechta Shabbos. That was his point. You learn Masechta Shabbos, you can't learn Yerodeya. So I take the point very seriously. So I put a lot of Mar Mekomis in the list from Masechta Shabbos. I went out learning Shabbos. I learned Shabbos. How many years ago? Shaul, you were in Mashiach for Shabbos?
No. Yeah.
Who was it? It's 4 years ago. I learned Shabbos.
4 years ago.
It's ancient. 4 years is more than a whole. You say so long ago.
3 years.
Whatever it was. 3 and a half. Okay, whatever you want to call it. So. It was 3 years ago. It was 3 years ago. Right. It was 3 years ago. Exactly, 3 years ago. So then we spent a lot of time on Masechta Shabbos, Membeis, but Bishul B'Shabbos. It's a whole complicated sugya, and I was in the smicha, and you teach them also what they call the fourth yalacha, it's Bishul B'Shabbos. We're going to see, going forward, how deeply this relates to our sugya. Do you think the Aruch HaShulchan is right? If you think he's right, raise your hand. Well, take a vote. So election day is coming up. Who thinks the Aruch HaShulchan is correct? Raise your hand. Who thinks the Aruch HaShulchan is incorrect? Raise your hand. Who doesn't know? Raise your hand. Smart people. The problem with the Aruch HaShulchan is it seems to be against the Beferish of Gemara. By a show of hands, who has even seen the Gemara, Sochem Ayin Vav? Who's seen it? Only a few guys have seen it. Okay. But I'm asking that everyone pull out Sochem Ayin Vav, that you all have. If you don't have it, look out with a neighbor. Let me give you a Chelik Aleph of Shas, if you don't mind. So I can read it with myself. We're going to see a few lines in Pesachim Ayin Vav which seem to indicate that the Aruch HaShulchan is completely incorrect to the point that it's a pella. Aruch HaShulchan who called Torah Kula Ba'peh, how did he say what he said, and then how did he explain Pesachim Ayin Vav? We saw the riff, but the riff did us in. because the Rif caught the beginning of the sugya, caught the end of the sugya, left out the whole middle. All the fights he left out. I mean, I can't blame him. It's not supposed to be his only point in the halacha part. But those who have the Gemara Ayin Vav, in, which has been Xerox for them, we need about five more tomorrow, though, I think. Because I don't know. All right, so you make a few more copies. Who does not have, who needs a copy of Sakha Mayan Vav? Who needs a copy? Raise your hand. Who doesn't have one? You have a, is it only two? No, I mean, okay. Here we go. Says the Gemara as follows. What's the connection between this sugya? What's doing him Sakha? What's doing him Sakha? What's this house? Line 3. Tanan is the Mishnah on the previous Amud. Nataf me rotvo. Some of the what's rotev? Who wants to translate rotev? Shoes. Shoes of what? Of what? What do you think? What Pesach are we learning here? Pesach. The Korban Pesach. What is Korban Pesach? What is it made from? Meat. What does meat have? Rotev, right? Every meat you have, things drip. Al ha-cheres. It dripped on cheres, on an earthenware surface. V'chazar elov. Then it dripped back onto the Korban Pesach. Disaster. Yitel es mekomo. You must find the spot that the meat juice, I'll use that expression, rotev, left the Korban Pesach, hit the cheres, and then bang back down to another point of the Korban Pesach. That spot! Mark the spot! Mark the spot, take a knife, and cut it away. Kasagada, the becheres toneres. Okay, that the earthenware surface on which it lands is cold. Bishlam alarav, dama ilo govar, mishim hachi yitles bekomo. Why? The Ozel Rotev Martach Leilacheris. Stop right there. No? Say something, Rabbi Osai.
It's a specific spot.
Not against the Rosh Hashanah?
It's one spot.
What? The question is, Cheris is humongous. It's a huge utensil, some kind of a oven, whatever it may be, but assuming it's cold, it's a million times more than the one drop of the Korban Pesach. What are you answering?
It's the one spot, that's the issue.
So here also we'll talk about one spot.
Okay.
Bottom line is, the Yerach HaShem was against the Mefurash Gemara. Here the Gemara applies the law of Gavar, where one drop of Korban Pesach falls on a humongous cheres. I was going to conclude, no, it's a cheres which is hot. Okay, but that's for a technical reason, but still the kasha, still the kasha. Okay, fine. A little bit further in the Gemara. The Gemara says over here, Rabosai, end of the narrow lines. Tanan, also from the same mission in the previous summer. Sacho b'shemen shel truma. You put some oil of truma on the Korban Pesach. Im chaburas kohanim yochlu. Im shei Yisrael. Im chayri adichenu. You rinse it off. Im tzliu yiklu v'sachitza. So, what happened over here? You put some presumably cold oil of truma on the hot Korban Pesach. It's a big problem. Pending tato gavar. Says the Gemara this. Bishlam ol rav dama ilo gavar amto lahachi sagale beklipa mishum di ilo tzonenu Rebbeinu de alma kula. Rebbeinu de alma kula. The one drop, the teeny drop of Shema shel truma is one drop. How big is a Korban Pesach? It's a whole animal. Come on. Animal is a million times bigger than the one drop of truma. What are you telling me at Tato Gava? What are you saying over here? Yes.
How do I know it's one drop?
How much do you put a little bit on? How much do you put on a...
Is Sacho really one...
What does Sacho mean? Put a little...
Anointed.
It means a little bit. We'll see soon. Slowly.
Says the Gemara, Bishlam of the Rav, Ilo Govar, Amtul Lahochi, Sagale Beklipa, Shumdi Lo Tzone. What's going on? That one drop of Tzone was good. El Shmuel, Lamatato Govar, came in the Chamu, Mivli Bola. Oh. Amai Sagale Beklipa, Nitzel the Garme, because it's a Tato Govar. Shani Sicha, the Mashu Bi Almahu de Avida. Sicha, catch us now, is a mashu. A little tiny piece. It's a mashu. It's a mashu. And therefore what? It's a mashu. It's not going to have such a big impact. This Gemara seems to also be against the Aruch HaShulchan. Parsha Pshat. So what do you do the Aruch HaShulchan? Shver Avot Aruch HaShulchan. Very difficult. Yeah. Now, we said before, Rabbi Osai, that the Chavos Da'as said, even if it's cold, we still apply the principle of Ilah and Tato. Says the Chavos Da'as, that's only with respect to Blia, so we call Yoredeya, Blia, but not with respect to Bishul. The main point, if you saw the Chavos Da'as, I don't know if you read it yet, is the distinction between Blia and Bishul. Blia there is, even though it's cold, but Bishul there's not if it didn't become hot. Alright? That's very, 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 very important. Very critical, 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 critical. However, as we shall see, other poskim disagree with the fundamental point of the Chavos Da'as and link these two, Bishul and Bliya. If you want to see it beferish, you have to look at it in, I asked to see the Tosfos in Shabbos, Mem Beis Amud Beis. You have a chance you should look there. If you can't find it there, I'll probably find it somewhere in Chulun tomorrow. But you should look there where they talk about something called Irui. What does Irui, what's Irui mean? Gentlemen, what is pouring? Is that Klirishin? Is it Klisheni? Did anyone see that Tosis yet? When you learn from some other, you ever learn Hilchos Shabbos in your youth? You have to know what to do. What are we passing? Halacha Lemaisa. We pour hot over cold. Who knows what the Pesach is in Hilchos Shabbos? Mutter or Aser? Aser. Does it cook the whole thing on the bottom? How much? Today, Klippa, you know why? Tato Gobar. Tato Gobar. You see from Tosfos and Shabbos Membeis, and we'll see it's somewhere in Chul, somewhere, that there is an equation between what and what, Rabbi Osai. Come on. Between what and what? Bishul and Bliya. Now, I want an equation. I'm not discussing a kind of a Bliya which doesn't need heat at all. If I take chocolate milk, and I put it into my milk and I stir it, tastes like chocolate milk. Where's the that doesn't require heat at all. It's all mixed in. But when, that's because it's too liquid in effect. But if, Rabbi Osai, there's a solid involved, so there's no complete taruvis, then it's arguable, contra the Chavos Da'as, that Bishul and Bliya go together, as evidenced by Tosfos and Shabbos and Beis, you'll see for tomorrow's shir, it says that there's a bishul of kedei klipa when you put hot over cold, just like the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim Ayin Vav, that you require a klipa to make a lebola, kedei klipa. You see, it is all about Talia. If it's all about Talia, the entire superstructure of the Chavos Da'as is going to crumble. So we are in trouble. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to be not right. The Chavos Da'as seems to be not completely right. It's either you can pick up your hand and say, I don't give up, and they like the Riv, just don't take everything on faith. Ani Mamba Muna Shlema. If you want to try to figure it out, then spend some time. And then tomorrow we'll continue this very important sermon.